WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. Local areas will get millions from the state to expand broadband access. Augusta County rejects a special use permit for a large solar project in the Stuart-Straft-Lyndhurst area. And Virginia gets funding to capture methane emissions, but environmental groups want more. This is the WMRA Daily for Monday, July 29th. Several Central Virginia and Shenandoah Valley localities will receive part of a $41 million pot in grants to expand broadband access. Governor Glenn Youngkin's office says the money comes from the Virginia Telecommunications Initiative. Awarded counties include Allegheny, Botetourt, Rockbridge, Orange, and Spotsylvania. The Thomas Jefferson Planning District, which encompasses the area in and around Charlottesville, will also receive funds. The deli meat supply company Boar's Head is recalling 207,000 pounds of deli meat made at a Virginia plant over listeria concerns. The Progress Index reports that the U.S. Department of Agriculture announced the nationwide alert on Friday. The affected products were made in June at the company's processing plant in Jarrett. That's a town south of Petersburg. For a complete recall list, visit fsis.usda.gov/recalls. The Augusta County Board of Supervisors vetoed a special use permit for a large solar project in the Stuart-Straft-Lyndhurst area last week. The Daily Progress reports the 5-1 vote reflected concerns that the project was not a proper land use for an area ticketed for future residential and industrial development. The county's planning commission had found that the project was not in accord with the county's comprehensive plan for development. A spate of solar proposals have been denied across Virginia in the past year, including in nearby Amherst, Greene, Madison, Nelson, and Orange counties. Virginia's Jason Miaris is among 25 state attorneys general to send an emergency appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court over a new environmental rule. The AGs are asking the court to stop an Environmental Protection Agency rule that would impact coal-fired power plants. Miaris' office says the EPA's plan imposes, quote, burdensome regulations for fossil fuel power plants by requiring them to capture smokestack emissions or cease operations. Virginia is about to receive $100 million to capture methane emissions, but environmental groups are not sold on the idea for what happens next. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope has the details.
The idea that methane emissions at coal mines and landfills across Virginia could be captured and converted to electricity is a controversial approach in the environmental community. Quentin Scott at the Chesapeake Climate Action Network says it's not a great idea.
To capture it, you then have to transport it somewhere for then processing, which is going to take pipelines. And we need to really avoid building out any additional pipelines that really entrench us into fossil fuel infrastructure.
He says he supports the Climate Pollution Reduction Grant Program, but he says producing energy from methane is probably not the best way to combat climate change. Peter Anderson at Appalachian Voices agrees.
For us, the answer of using this in electricity production when our power sector has to be carbon free is not a good answer, right? So, but we're open to some of the other things, like if there's a manufacturing process that sequesters the methane, let's have a discussion about that.
The Environmental Protection Agency has selected the Virginia Department of Environmental Quality to receive a $100 million climate pollution reduction grant to capture and convert methane emissions at coal mines and landfills in Virginia. I'm Michael Pope.
And finally today, Liberty University's Board of Trustees has reached a settlement with former President Jerry Falwell Jr. Falwell sued the school after resigning in 2020 amid a series of scandals. The longtime evangelical Christian leader accused the university of trademark infringement, claiming it improperly used the name of his late father and Liberty University founder Jerry Falwell Sr. Falwell Jr. also sued for millions in retirement benefits. Liberty announced Friday that it will pay Falwell an undisclosed amount and has agreed on conditions under which the school will use his father's name, image, and likeness. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoy your Monday.